Forming dwarf galaxies, there is a stream gas of which forms a mass of more than a billion suns. Called the Magellanic Clouds, this gas fills and circles our skies as UV and X-ray light. Until now, astronomers were unsure how this gas does not evaporate into its neighbour, the Milky Way. Today on The Daily, we are joined by Professor Joss Bland, Hawthorne Director of the University of Sydney Institute for Astronomy, who was a part of the team who found out why. Good morning, Joss.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very
well done. Your introduction was amazing.
Wonderful. I have to give credit there to our amazing producer, Michelle, there. But absolutely interesting. I can't believe that there's this gas that we didn't really know much about. So what exactly are Magellanic Clouds and why do they emit gas?
So the Magellanic Clouds are these big blobs of light that you can see in the night sky if you go to a dark site. They're two small galaxies that are going around each other, the large and the small Magellanic Cloud. And they're also, it's Magellanic as in Magellan, the explorer, but it was actually found hundreds of years before Magellan. But anyway, these two clouds, they look like white puffy clouds, cumulus clouds on the sky, but they're in fact made of billions of stars. Right. And they're going around each other, and they're also going around the galaxy, our Milky Way that we live in. And one day they will actually merge and collide and become part of the Milky Way, sort of 3 billion years from now. So there's no reason to duck. You know, it's going to be a long time before they've merged with us. But back in the 1970s, some astronomers at Mount Stromlo Observatory were using a radio telescope and discovered that these two dwarf galaxies going around each other also have a stream of gas behind them. Sort of like a condensation trail that you see behind a contrail that you see behind a jet in the sky, but more accurately, sort of like a stunt plane when you see that smoke billowing out the back of a stunt plane. It kind of looks like that.
Right.
And this gas was discovered in the 1970s by Australian astronomers, caught everybody by surprise. And the gas doesn't just go a little bit, it actually goes right around the Milky Way. So these two dwarf galaxies basically have a condensation trail of cold gas going out the back, and that goes right round the Milky Way itself, which I think caught everybody by surprise. But what we've found is it's not just this stream of cold gas. There's also this giant sphere or bubble of hot gas that goes around both dwarf galaxies. If you were able to look at it on the night sky, if you could see that hot gas, it would kind of cover like a quarter or a third of the southern sky at night. And if you could see it, you can't see it by eye. But if you could, you'd see this giant sphere surrounding both the LMC and the SMC.
Wow, that sounds really, really interesting. And how did, as we mentioned before in that introduction, it was unknown why the Magellanic Stream hasn't evaporated into the Milky Way. So why would this be assumed?
Yeah, so that cold stream, actually that was worked by people like myself going back 15 years, that cold stream of gas would basically just dissolve because, in fact, our galaxy, the Milky Way, also has a hot halo called a corona. Nothing to do with the
interesting
corona.
Name.
Nothing to do with the coronavirus at all. People keep saying, is that to do with the corona? No, it's not. Corona just sort of means hot halo or hot halo, the way we use it. So our own galaxy also has this giant hot halo around it, which is enormous. And as the LMC and the SMC, which means large and small Magellanic Cloud, as they fall in with this cold stream behind them, that condensation trail should just vaporize quickly. But it doesn't. We know it's been there for 300 or 400 million years for reasons I won't be able to go into now. But we don't see that. We don't see it dissolve. We see the stream. So the question is, why hasn't it dissolved going through the hot gas of our galaxy? And so the reason is, and it's beautifully consistent with what we've found now, is the hot gas surrounding the LMC and the SMC actually protects the cold gas because they're not moving with respect to each other. If the cold gas, as it moves through the Milky Way, is moving very, very fast, would evaporate. But if it's contained within the hot gas and not moving against it, then it can survive for much longer. So the hot gas that surrounds the LMC and the SMC are kind of protecting this cold gas as the whole system is sort of washing its way through the hot halo of our Milky Way. I hope that makes some sense.
So it's kind of like a protective shield.
It's a protective shield. Yeah, exactly what it is.
If I put it in a bit of comic form.
Oh my goodness, I think they should sack me and hire you. You're further along.
Oh, not quite. That's a lot to get your head around.
It is. It takes time to get your head around all this stuff.
And can this new model and what you found about the Magellanic Stream, how is that going to impact future studies and what we know about it?
Yeah, so the question becomes, why do these little galaxies and big galaxies have these hot halos? And in fact, that goes way back to the beginning of when galaxies were born. So literally, it's a relic. You're seeing a ghost relic of something which happened 13 billion years ago. So all this sort of happened in the early universe when the galaxies were first forming. Some of the gas would settle into the galaxy and form stars, and some of the gas gets heated up by the young stars that are forming, and it forms these hot halos. So in a very real sense, we're seeing a ghost of what was going on 13, 12, 11 billion years ago.
Wow. This is so interesting. Thank you so much for joining us. And hey, now we've got a little bit of a conversation starter for your morning when someone eventually pops up the word corona. We can all say there's another meaning to that word.
Yeah, a more pleasant meaning.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, well, thanks so much for your interest too.